Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week I'm looking at three new movies. There's A Boy with Breakable Bones, A Toy Monkey Who Could Break Your Bones, and A Woman Whose Beauty Breaks Every Man's Heart. Parthenope, written and directed by Paolo Sorrentino. It's Naples in 1950, and a woman gives birth in the waters of the Tyrrhenian Sea. The baby is called Parthenope, named both for the city and the Greek myth. She grows up to be a young woman of epic beauty and legendary intellect, played by Celeste Dalla Porta. Men who try to seduce her find their own words silenced by her pithy comebacks. Her days are filled with a search for beauty, happiness, and meaning. She absorbs everything she reads, from John Cheever to Claude Lévi-Strauss. Her closest friends are her brother Sandrino, played by Dario Aita, and Raimondo, played by Daniele Rienzo, the son of a maid. Together, they form a sort of a quasi-ménage à trois. Parthenope aces her orals and is accepted into the prestigious anthropology department at the local university. From there, she follows three very different paths. Academia, a professor takes her under his wing. Love, that's deciding which of her countless suitors should she consent to sleep with. And the city of Naples itself. Along the way, she encounters a corrupt and carnal bishop, a depressed superstar diva, a millionaire with a private helicopter, and many, many others. But will any of these people provide her with the answers she seeks? Parthenope is a gorgeous and sumptuous look at post-war Naples as seen through the eyes of a beautiful woman as she lives her life. Celeste Dalla Porta is appealing to watch, but the character is opaque and impenetrable. She merely observes without ever doing anything. Paolo Sorrentino is known for his beautiful images, especially women as objects of desire, but he doesn't seem to know what to do with a woman as his main subject. Instead, we get a hollow simulacrum of a character who drifts aimlessly but happily through her life as she encounters strange strangers. I love the photography, the scenery, the people, and the music, a collection of bright and shiny colors. But watching Parthenope leaves you feeling like you just flipped the glossy pages of a fashion magazine. Superficially attractive, but pointless. The Unbreakable Boy, co-written and directed by John Gunn. Scott, played by Zachary Levi, is a young salesman with big ambitions. He plans to move to Manhattan someday and make it big, but in the meantime, he likes golf, fine wine, and traveling. He spends most of his time with his best buddy, Joe, a burly bearded man who is always giving him advice, played by Drew Powell. One day, he meets a pretty and charming woman named Teresa, played by Megan Fahey. Sparks fly, and 9 months later, she gives birth to Austin, played by Jacob Laval. They're not married, but decide to bring him up together. But there's a catch. He requires special care. Like his mom, Austin has osteogenesis imperfecta, OI, a genetic condition that makes your bones very brittle. He suffers his first fracture in the birth canal while being born, with many more breakages to follow. Eventually, he's joined by a younger brother, Logan, who doesn't share his breakability. 13 years later, Austin, aka the Oss Man, is now a happy school kid with a vivid imagination. He's also on the autistic spectrum. But contrary to stereotypes, he's outgoing, talkative, and attends normal classes. He talks constantly, just like his dad. I forgot to mention, Scott's best friend, Joe, is imaginary. But all is not well. The family is deeply in debt. Austin is bullied at school, and Scott is drinking way too much, especially since he lost his job. Can the family pull itself back together, or are they headed for ruin? The Unbreakable Boy is a very cute, true story about an ordinary family working together to overcome their problems. As narrated by Jacob Laval as the Ozman, it's simple, touching, and funny. I like the way it demystifies kids with medical conditions and autism, and unlike most medical dramas, it's not a weeper, though perhaps a bit overly earnest. One warning, though, this is a faith-based movie, generally a red flag for cringe. Not my thing at all. Thankfully, though, this one avoids most of the problems of that genre. Preachiness, finger-wagging, and in-your-face prayers. None of that. If you're in the mood for a light, informative, feel-good Christian movie that won't make you squirm, check this one out. The Monkey, written and directed by Osgood Perkins. Hal and Bill, played by Christian Convery, are identical twins, but they couldn't be more different. Bill, who was born a few minutes earlier, is self-confident, athletic, and aggressive. Hal is withdrawn and wears glasses as he tries to keep out of Bill's way. They're both around 10, 11 years old. But his brother is a bully, humiliating and hurting Hal on a daily basis, using a posse of popular girls as his private army. The two live with their single mom, played by Tatiana Maslany, ever since their dad, an airline pilot, walked away one day and never came back. Why? Well, when the boys go through the many souvenirs their dad brought back from around the world, they uncover something very unusual. It's a mechanical automaton that's an organ grinder monkey. You wind him up, and he plays a drum to the sound of carnival music. A harmless toy, right? Not exactly. Aside from its scary, sneering, toothy face, when the drumstick comes down, something terrible happens. Like when their babysitter is accidentally decapitated at a Benihana restaurant. But when it kills their beloved mother, the boys decide they have to hide the monkey somewhere that it can do no more harm. So meanwhile, they're adopted by their aunt and uncle, a pair of small-town swingers from Maine. But they too are eventually killed in gruesome accidents. Was the monkey to blame? Okay, flash forward 25 years. Hal, now played by Theo James, still lives in Maine close to his teenage son, Petey, played by Colin O'Brien. He visits him regularly but is afraid to spend too much time with him lest the cursed monkey somehow harms him. But then two cataclysmic events threaten Hal's normal life. First, Petey's stepfather, Ted, played by Elijah Wood, announces his plans to adopt him, making him the last time Hal will ever see his own son. Second, a series of terrible events are killing countless people in and around the town he grew up in. Can Hal find that damn monkey and stop it from killing someone else? And can he simultaneously spend his last days with his beloved son while keeping him out of danger? The Monkey is a shocking and disgustingly hilarious movie about an evil toy and the people it affects. It's done in a retro style, sort of like Mad Magazine meets The Twilight Zone. It's directed by Oz Perkins, known for his stylized movies that feel like fairy tales, Gretel and Hansel, or nightmares, Longlegs. With this one, though, based on a short story by Stephen King, he seems to have found a happy medium, simultaneously comical and grotesque. You watch the movie waiting with bated breath for the next terrible disaster to happen. Theo James is perfect as the hapless Hal, but so is every other character in this weird movie, each given their own minute of ghastly glory. A pawn shop owner, a girl gang, a real estate agent, a pot dealer, televangelist. It's a limitless, mind-blowing romp. The Monkey is grotesque comedy horror at its peak. I love this movie. Parthenope, The Unbreakable Boy, and The Monkey all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eats, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.